One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
It's the show by golfers for golfers. It is Tee to Green, the golf show, and it's time to talk a little golf. Hello, fellow golfers, and hello to all. Welcome to another home edition of the show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell and the Duke, Robert DeCosa, with us in Master Control. We are here to talk golf. All you have to do is sit back and enjoy. We have a great show for you today. It's that time of the year. Golf tournaments, charity fundraisers, corporate outings are everywhere, and if done right, they can be a lot of fun, and they can raise a lot of money for some worthy causes. But if not, well, it can be an overwhelming and a disaster. Andrew Mueller, the founder and owner of Colorado Under Par, will be here today. His company specializes in golf event managing, marketing, and supplies. They're having a busy, big summer, and Andrew Mueller joins us today to tell us how they make it all work when it comes to corporate outings and charity events. The golf course design business is booming. One of the best and best known designers in the world is Dr. Michael Herdson. Erin Hills, Purcell Farms, Desert Willow, Bully Pulpits, Scioto Country Club, just a few of the over 400 courses that he's helped build or design over the last three decades, both here and around the world. We'll be here today to talk about building golf courses. I'm Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know, I'm lost out in the forest.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com, and now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and listen anytime, any place, anywhere on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. It's Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We're teeing it up, talking golf with Dr. Michael Herdson next, right here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday on TD Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Welcome in to another home edition of the big show. Great to be with you. Great to have you there. Robert DeCosa, our producer and master control. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Debbie, are you there?
I am, and I am so fired up and excited for today's show, Jay. You have brought on two amazing guests.
Did you have a good week?
I did. I actually even played golf this week, which was very fun. I played golf on Friday, and you know how golf is. Hit some really amazing shots, had some other great experiences and fun ones. But it was a fantastic, beautiful day out in Long Island, celebrating a friend's 60th birthday for the entire weekend. So very fun over the weekend.
All right, I got out on Thursday, so yeah, we both got a chance to get out and chase that little white ball around, which is always fun. A great show today, as Debbie mentioned. Later in the hour, joining us will be Andrew Mueller. His company is called Colorado Under Par. This time of year, everywhere, there are golf tournaments, golf events, corporate outings, charity fundraisers going. Not the easiest thing in the world to pull off when 18 foursome show up at your golf course ready to have a fun day and raise some money for a worthy cause. But his company, Colorado Under Par, does that. They do the management part. They do marketing. They do supplies. And he's going to tell us all about that wonderful aspect of the golfing community. Andrew Mueller later in the hour here on TD Green. Our first guest standing by and back with us, Dr. Michael Herdson, one of seven people to have received the Old Tom Morris Award, the Donald Ross Award, and the Don Rossi Award. That's the triple crown of golf course design. Some of the other names on that list: Pete Dye, Robert Trent Jones, and Jack and Arnie. That's a pretty good company to keep. He teamed with Dana Fry from the late 90s till 2012 to build some of the most beloved golf courses in the world, using an innovative approach at the time known as environmental golf course design. Since 2012, he's teamed with his son Christopher to form Herdson Golf. Past president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. So happy and proud to welcome back to Tee to Green Dr. Michael Herdson. Mike, how you doing?
Oh, very well. That's a wonderful introduction, Jay. My mother couldn't do better.
And now we don't have any time left on the show. What's going on with that? Yeah. You and I were talking yesterday, and you made an interesting comment that I made a mental note of. You said the pandemic has saved golf. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when COVID shut down the world and people couldn't go to theaters and restaurants and to sporting events, and but you could go outside and you could go to the golf course, and you could either ride in a single cart or you could play, by walking, and as long as you didn't take the flag out and all those sorts of things. Well, anyway, people needed a physical release. So all of a sudden, golf, which had kind of fallen behind theater and a lot of other things, became popular again. And as a result of that, the golf courses have seen an increase in play. Golf was on a downturn until the COVID. After COVID, it has been continually going up.
Which is good for you and other golf course designers, correct?
Yes, absolutely, because you had all that pent-up deferred maintenance that golf course operators have been doing over the years in order to stay competitive in most markets. And so now with this big influx of golfers, they can raise their green fees a little bit, they could get a little more money to work with, and then it became a case of keeping up with the Joneses. And that's probably more so at the country club level than at the public level, but certainly you see one country club make some significant improvements and shortly thereafter, others will as well. So as a result, the golf course architects are busy, but even more so are the golf course builders. And we, right now, golf course builders are booking in 2026, 2027. They're that booked up that far out.
Well, Mike, this is Debbie. That's exciting to hear after being an LPGA professional and watching the game grow. You know, what I have found, too, with golf courses, that no matter how busy they are, they're really staying in good shape. And years ago, you would hear courses in bad shape because they get so much play. What's changed in terms of that for the golf course superintendent?
Wow, that's really a good question, Debbie. And what's changed is a couple of things. First of all, today's golf course superintendents are so much more savvy than we were 20, 30, 40 years ago. They use a lot more technology to measure soil moisture. They do grass clipping analysis. They use lots and lots more science, and they're dealing with a lot better cultivars of grasses that have been developed that are more disease resistant, more wear resistant, green up quicker. So they're dealing with a better lot of genetic material, but they're also a lot more sophisticated in how they do business. So that's why golf courses tend to stay in very, very pristine condition.
And part of what's bringing it in is the fun in golf. And as an architect, is that something you consider? Is how can I make this game fun for people? There's so many things to consider. Is that part of your thought process?
Oh, that is the driving force, Debbie, in trying to keep the game fun and bringing people back. You know, if it gets too hard, people go, well, there's other things I can do. And Lord knows there's a lot of other outdoor things, biking and hiking and all the other things, the scooters we see now. And so there's lots of other competition that golf has rather than just other golf courses. So ideally, we want to make a golf course that looks, looks difficult, but plays very fair. It's very rewarding. The holy grails, we want people to come out and enjoy themselves and say, this was time well spent, time and money well spent. And particularly with families, we're seeing more and more opportunities to involve families. So as we design golf courses, Debbie, we think about that a lot, is how are the older people going to play, and how are the really younger people going to play, and how is that middle section of average golfers going to enjoy it?
Yeah. So is there a sweet spot there, Mike, you're looking for when you're building a course in order to accomplish that? Is there something that you is there a template or something you follow, or do you just go by instinct?
No, not at all. It becomes we all have these goals, and there are basically elements that we use. One is that a golf hole needs to require a certain amount of skill, but it can't be so hard that the average person can't execute it. We know that the average person tends to hit the ball to the right-handed person, tends to hit the ball to the right and short of the intended target area. So you try not to junk up those areas right and short of intended target areas. And there needs to be a certain amount of chance or luck involved. In other words, the ball could bounce one way or another. And all of that creates drama. And that drama means that once you pull the trigger or you hit the shot, now you have to wait and see what it's going to hit and where it's going to end up. So if we do all of those things, then we can involve the person in the theory of games, which is magnetic. But one of the most important factors that I didn't mention yet, Jay, is that recovery should be possible. So no matter where someone hits the ball, they should have that thought of, if I hit this good recovery shot, I'm back in the game. And those are the elements we look for: skill, luck, drama, and ability to recover.
You know, you something go. That we're noticing with golf courses today
Debbie,
are more tees. Yes.
Debbie, I hear the music, so we need to take a quick break. Yeah, hold on to that question, and we'll save it for our next segment, because our guest, Dr. Michael Hurtzen, staying with us for a couple of segments today on Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We will take a quick break and be right back with more after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's news, it's interviews, and lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. It's TD Green, the Golf Show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We're talking to Dr. Michael Herdson. Chances are, if you are a fairly avid golfer, and you probably are, we assume you are, or you wouldn't be listening to TD Green, you've probably played one of his over 400 golf courses that he's helped to design and build around the world over the last 30 years or so. And we were talking before the break about how you make golf courses and make them playable, make them fun for golf courses. And Debbie, I'll step out of the way and let you finish up asking the question you were asking us before we went to break.
Thank you so much, Jay. You know what I'm noticing are more sets of tees than the years ago. There were usually three, and some courses one or two, but now there's more. So how many, Mike, are you making? Because 11 years ago was tee it forward, and then some people didn't have a place to go forward. So what is your thought on the number of tee boxes needed in golf courses today?
Well, typically, that's a good question, Debbie, and typically we have at least five, and usually the back tee is at 270 to the landing area. So when we set we go from the back tee, we set the landing area at about 270, 280, somewhere in there. It depends on what the land is and what the landing area is. And then from that landing area, we measure backwards, and we set the next set of tees at 235, 240, the next one's at 215 to 220, and then the next set of tees at about 175, and then a forward set of tees at about 140. So we go from the landing area backwards, the theory being that if you play the right sets of tees, you can hit the landing areas. So that's the approach that we take. You know, Jay and Debbie, before we leave, too, I'd be remiss in not saying that if somebody is really interested in learning all the nuances of golf course architecture, the American Society of Golf Course Architects, that foundation is sponsoring a 4-day boot camp, basically. It's a very intense workshop, September 10th through the 13th at Erin Hills. And so if somebody is interested, if they go to ASGCA, American Society of Golf Course Architects Foundation.org, and they scroll down to boot camp, they'll in fact learn all of the nuances that we're talking about here in a very intense way. So if somebody thinks about they want to be a golf course architect, here's your entry.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
That is awesome.
We got to get you back on right before that. That's in September. We'll get you on right before that boot camp. Dr. Michael Herdson, our guest. Where was I going to go next? Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to ask. I mentioned the fact that the approach that you and Dana Fry brought to golf course design, and it probably wasn't new, but you guys brought it to the forefront many, many years ago, was environmental golf course design. What exactly is that, and how does that work?
Well, as Debbie pointed out early in the show, but one of the most important things to golfers is the condition of the golf course. And so what we try to do is, my background is in turf grass management. My PhD is in environmental plant physiology. So we try to design the golf course such that we were creating a marketable product that uses less water, less fertilizer, less pesticide, and less fossil fuels to maintain it to that marketable level. And that meant very wisely selecting the grasses, the irrigation system, the root zone systems, how we work with drainage, how we supplemented the soils. And so those were the basic tenets of what we used. And we would apply those same things on all our golf courses that we did, no matter what the climate was, no matter where we were in the world. Those same things work. Less water, fertilizer, pesticide, and fossil fuels makes the golf course more environmentally correct.
Is that in line with sustainability, same concept?
That's exactly the same concept. And what we try to do is an interesting sustainability. There's economic sustainability, which is the marketability, and then there's environmental sustainability, which means that it can have a very diverse ecosystem. It can support whatever wildlife was there before. We started to build golf courses on that particular site, and in fact, we enhanced all of that. Also, it became an educational tool where we could take people who really wanted to learn about environment out to the golf course, and we can show them those environmental principles in action.
Mike, could you help our listeners with, you know, speaking of like great shaped greens and conditioning and all that? Can you help them read greens? You know, I've talked to some professionals who say you have to start reading the green as you approach it and get in the mind of the architect. How did they design this green? What can we learn from you that will help our game?
Well, one of the things is that we try, there are certain principles involved, and that is that we want to have at least 1.5% or 2% slope on every green. We want the water to drain off of that green. And we don't want it to drain off in one direction, Debbie. We'd like for it to drain off in 3 or 4 or 5 different directions. And so that's why we shape the interior part of the green to allow that water to move at that 1.5% or 2% level and move the water off. So you're absolutely right. As you approach the green, you get a bigger view, and you ask yourself, where is this water draining, or how are they trying to drain the center of the green? And now it starts to give you more insights into what we've done in the interior part of the green to make that happen.
I've got a question, too. How come every time if there's a bunker around the green, my ball ends up right in it every time from the tee?
That's because you need to spend more time with Debbie, having her give you some instructions, Jay.
Exactly. And the mind game. It's probably because you're focusing on it. You know, you kind of skipped over this. When you said Erin Hills, Mike, wasn't that a course you designed and they hosted a U.S. Open there quite a few years ago?
Absolutely, Debbie, and the Ladies Open, the USGA Women's Open is going to be there next year. So in 2025, the best ladies in the world are going to play Erin Hills for the USGA Championship. And it is a golf course. That's our 5th USGA event. The golf course opened in 2007, played its first USGA event in 2008, which was the Ladies Club Links. And then they played the Mid-Am, the Amateur, the Open, and now we'll be playing the Ladies Open.
What makes that course so good for a U.S. Open or USGA event?
Well, it goes back to the things that we talked about earlier and what we're trying to do. That ability of having a skill level such that 2 out of 3 times you can make that shot, but but you have to be able to read the green. There's that chance or luck that the way the ball is going to move off of the rolls and off of the hills and off of the natural slopes that are there. That creates the drama that's there. And the golf course can be as long as you want to make it, but the real key to that is leaving the ball in the right position for the right hole location. So you almost have to decide from the tee based on hole location, where do you want to drive the ball? What kind of a shot do you want to leave yourself next? And there are places where, like in car racing where you want to hit the accelerator and places you want to hit the brakes. And on that golf course, there are golf holes where you want to go for it, and the other places, by wisdom, would tell you, no, back off a little bit and just coast through this one. So yeah. I think it's that mix of shot values that really makes you think.
That's what makes great golf courses. We started the interview with you by talking about all the new people coming to golf and playing. Let's wrap it up by asking you, with all the new people, that I'm sure brings a lot of new challenges when you're building golf courses, right?
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, and we try to encourage people to not necessarily go to a public golf course and tee it up from the white tees or the blue tees, but rather we look at the alternatives, certainly at par threes, executive golf courses, take some lessons. And one of the things we suggest, Debbie mentioned Play It Forward, the Long Leaf Initiative basically says if you go to the driving range and you're hitting a driver, you know, 150 yards on the driving range, then the set of tees you ought to play would take you to the landing area, preferred landing area, which is 150 yards away. And all of our egos tend to get in our way, and we tend to play the golf course from two. And then you lose the drama. You lose the enjoyment of it. So play it forward.
Play it forward. There you go. I think I learned more about golf course design in the last 15 minutes than I had in the last 15 years.
I agree for me.
Dr. Michael Hurdson, Mike, you got to come back before the design boot camp in September. We'll talk some more about all these things, all right?
Absolutely, Gabe. Just let me know.
Okay, Dr. Michael Hurdson, golf course architect, past president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, our guest today here on Tee to Green. We'll take a break. Be right back with Andrew Mueller from Colorado Under Par. Joins us next here on Tee to Green.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price, with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, or on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to TD Green these days. We do appreciate you tuning us in, whichever method you choose. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, talking golf again on another big edition of the show. Before we get back to the show, a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program. We're talking about the 2024 Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the Green Saver. It's now available in book or mobile format, and you can save lots of different ways. Half off, two for ones, other discounted green fees, plus there are savings on carts, cart rentals, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and much, much more. What's it going to cost? Just $49 for the Green Saver. The more you play, the more you're going to save, too. For just $49, you can enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, check out greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. Our next guest standing by, ready to go. This time of year, as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's a fun time of the year. If you're one of these people who likes to play in a lot of charity golf events or play in a lot of corporate outings, they're everywhere these days, but they're not the easiest thing to pull off. And our next guest, being a glutton for punishment, has started a company that does this for a living. It's called Colorado Under Par. He's been with us before, and we welcome back to the show Andrew Mueller, founder and owner of Colorado Under Par. Andrew, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Jay. How are you this morning?
Good. Busy this time of year?
Absolutely. We're slammed this summer with requests coming in the door every day, it seems like.
I know you told me the other day you just finished playing in an outing for the Denver Bronco alumni, and Debbie wanted to know if John Elway was playing in that event.
I wish he was. I would have definitely got his autograph, but he was not in attendance for that particular event.
So many of those athletes also love to play golf, which is very fun. And speaking of fun, when I was reading about your company, it truly looks like you put fun in fundraiser. Tell us some of the really cool ideas that you came up with, or however you came up with them, to raise money for charities and we're in a situation where people just have a blast.
Oh, I absolutely, Debbie. I mean, injecting fun into every tournament is the name of the game. I mean, you're here to have a good time and support a great cause at the same time. So might as well smile and laugh while you're at it. I mean, we have a few different holes where we do some on-course fundraising that are also a good laugh at the same time. Our good friends from Hole Hecklers come out and they do a comedic act where they do some jokes on a hole and get everybody laughing. And so, you know, between the comedians and the Beat the Pro challenges and all these fun different putting games and chipping games and break the glass, there's always something that's going to put a smile or a laugh on everybody's face whenever they come out for our events.
I saw one with, I don't know how many people in a circle around the green. They all putted at the same time. Tell me about that one.
Oh, absolutely. That's, It's an age-old classic. We have so we run a fall classic every year. It's our first event, and at that event in fall at the Broadlands, we do something called the Chaos Putt, or at least that's what I call it. But we gather everybody who's participating in the event, and we make a giant circle around the pin flag, and everybody kind of stands around the outside edge of that circle. They place their ball on the outside edge, and we'll do a big old countdown, 3, 2, 1, putt. And everybody putts at the same time. It's super cool to see, super fun. Balls are bouncing off each other, and inevitably somebody makes it. But that particular event, 100 people all hit the ball at the same time, and not one went in the first try. So we had to get it all set up again, and it was just a hoot. But we love adding that addition to all of our events for sure.
Did you play in a lot of these events before you started Colorado Under Par? What drove you to look at this particular facet of golf and say, this is something I want to get involved with, this is what I want to do?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. I think it comes from a lot of different perspectives. One being the golfer that's playing in these charity events. Some events are organized extremely well. Some other events have some shortfalls, and there's a lot, as you mentioned previously, that goes on with coordinating. And I was like, you know, it might be a good idea if somebody could figure out how to put this whole thing together so that way it's consistent, it's organized, there's less stress on the charities who may, you know, they may have better chance at puppy raising or what they're used to be doing. And when you add a golf event that they're not used to putting on, they may have some ideas that may take time to figure out. And in order to streamline that process and reduce stress, I figured from a golfer perspective, that might be beneficial. From a operation perspective, that might be beneficial. And from a golf course perspective, it's good to have a consistent go-to company that knows how to operate a tournament. We know what questions are being asked, how registration should flow, what the pace of play should look like for the day. And when you put all of those things together and it's a big picture, the event runs smooth, the charity raises more money, and I ultimately at the end of the day, you know, that was my goal, is I wanted the charities to be able to capture more dollars and everybody enjoy it at the same exact time. And so, you know, playing in several events prior to starting the company was key to gain experience on how things operate from all angles of the event.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts here. What's your biggest challenge when it comes to coordinating this?
Yeah, the biggest challenge is often getting golfers to know about the tournament. So, you know, at ColoradoUnderPar.com, we have a page, 2024 golf events, that lists a ton of them that we're helping operate and market for. But just getting the word out there is the hardest part, because sometimes, you know, people will be on social media, or they'll read an email, or an ad will come through, and that is how they found the event. And so in order to help these nonprofits market the event more, we have to take the time to put the event in all of these places that it possibly can be seen to increase exposure. And that's just going to help, you know, inevitably get more people, and more people is going to be more support. And then ultimately it's more successful for the fundraising and for the sponsors. You know, exposure and using social media marketing these days is really key to attract the audience and find out where are they looking for tournaments and how can we make that easier for them to find these events throughout the state.
Andrew, when someone is looking to hire you, can they use you for just, say someone said, look, we've had a tournament, it's great, we need someone for registration or for something else. Can they hire you for parts of it or the whole entire nut of the event? How can they work with you in the different ways?
Yeah, great question, Debbie. And we try to be as flexible as possible. So anything goes with us. It can be all a card or we can be all in. So, you know, we've had events that are 30 years in that just need some, you know, a new flair to their event. They need new ideas of how to fundraise at the course to switch it up. come to us. We have some partners that we may be able to include to support. Some individuals come to us and they're 10 years in and they just need more participants. Come to us. We can help you with marketing efforts and different facets of exposure. You know, if you're brand new or 3 years in and you're like, I need some more support, not only in building a registration website, we can assist with that. Marketing, as you know, we can assist with that. Buying supplies. What supplies do we need? Signs, you know, items for the golfers that are participating. We can assist with that. And then all the way coming to the tournament the day of and operating registration, we can assist with collecting payments, how the flow should be set up, extra helping hands the day of to make sure that the registration doesn't take too long. So just really coming up with creative ways to make the process smooth and easy for everybody. But if you go to www.coloradounderpar.com or email info@coloradounderpar.com, there's an inquiry form, or you can contact us at any time, any day. And one of our event specialists will reach out. And what we'll do is try to uncover where are your pain points in putting on this event. Or if you're brand new, we'll start from scratch and work with you hand in hand, consulting all the way through on top of all the other facets to make sure you have a successful event with minimal stress.
Colorado Under Par, you're Colorado-based, and you've covered the state of Colorado, but I understand you're branching out a little bit, too.
Yeah, that's correct, Jay. I'm excited. I'm super excited this year. We've got an event in Tennessee for one of our partners who is a Fortune 500 company that's expanding to the East Coast a little bit. So we're going to assist them with that. And then we have a brand new event that's 3 years in down in Dallas, Texas, that needed some extra assistance. They found that if someone can help operate the event, run registration, handle payments, and take care of the communication with vendors, all of the stuff that we do, if we can take that off of their plate, they can then go out and find more sponsors and find more golfers and just really tell people about the event, which is really cool for us because now we're seeing, two new states this year, and the possibilities of where we can go next are endless.
When you're considering the event, many times with a charity event or a corporate event, you have golfers who only play once a year in this event. How do you handle that, or suggestions do you make to the host in terms of format that's played at the event?
Yeah, that's a great question, Debbie. We often ask through social media and after events, feedback questions. Why did you play in this event? Are you willing to play in more events? What really makes you come out to a tournament and get you excited? And there's multiple answers to that question. There's a lot of timing of the year that's a big factor. We want to make sure that the tournament is not going to be too cold or it has a chance of rain. There's also questions in regards to prizes and all of the different things that you hand out, and Is it a affordable ticket, and what the value that we're bringing is enough for you to sign back up again? So having all of those questions answered and asked on a frequent basis, we're keeping up with our customers and the golfers on what they're really looking for. And the more that we understand the golfer mindset and really what they're intrigued about, the better we can implement those things into the tournament so that they sign up for more. And then they become open to, hey, I like this cause, but I might also like this cause as well. And then they come to more events, or, it opens their eyes to something that they were passionate about that they didn't even know was available. And now they become, annual donors, and the charities can bring out some information where they talk about their subscriptions and how to continuing to be a donor throughout the year and not just at this particular golf tournament, so that they become a lifelong customer. Really intertwining the mission of the charity and what the dollars are going toward, and explaining that story really resonates a lot more with the golfers at the event and helps them understand what their money is going towards and also how they can be more involved at the end of the day.
There's a lot involved in Colorado Under Par. Do it for you if you're smart. Colorado Under Par, coloradounderpar.com for more information. Andrew Mueller. Andrew, great visiting with you again. I know you're busy. Thanks for taking time out of the busy schedule, and have a great rest of the summer, too.
You as well, Jay. It's always great chatting with you. I look forward to it every year. Debbie, it was great chatting with you and meeting you as well. So we're excited to chat, and we hope you have a great weekend as well.
Founder and owner of Colorado Under Par, that is Andrew Mueller with us right there, coloradounderpar.com, online for more info. We will take a quick break. More of the show to follow when we come back right after this here on Peter Green.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf. Boy, another hour just flying by. We're not done yet checking out what's happening in golf this weekend. The Tour Champions, senior golfers are in Madison, Wisconsin for the American Family Insurance Championship. How's this for a leaderboard? Ernie Els, Steve Stricker tied at the top at 9 under par. David Duval, 7 under. Jerry Kelly is at 6 under par. Final round from Wisconsin on Golf Channel today. The ladies are at the ShopRite Classic in New Jersey, one of the oldest events on the LPGA Tour. Jenny Shin of South Korea, 10 under. Albain Valenzuela, 9 under, and there are 26 players within 4 shots of the lead in that one. Final round also on Golf Channel today. Live Tour here in the States, down in Houston. Paul Casey, Carlos Ortiz, Adrian Meronk, David Puig are at 10 under par, and the PGA Tour at Jack's Place, Spearfield Country Club, the Memorial, Scottie Scheffler, 4-shot lead going into the final round today on CBS. Our thanks to Dr. Michael Herdson for joining us and to Andrew Mueller for joining us as well. Deb, that was a quick hour, but a fun hour.
It was a fantastic hour. Lots of wonderful information. Thanks, Jay. Another great show.
We'll do it again next week, a special U.S. Open edition at TD Green. Join us for that. Till next time, hit them long, hit them straight.